keep it sealed. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As a judge considers making the Trump search warrant public, the DOJ says it should remain private to protect the integrity of an ongoing law enforcement investigation that implicates national security, as Trump demands the papers be returned to him.
Former President Trump going on the offensive, saying he wants those documents that were taken from Mar-a-Lago returned. He says they are protected by attorney-client privilege. He also said that the raid by the FBI was politically motivated. Former president writing on Truth Social, America has never suffered this kind of abuse in law enforcement. For the FBI to raid the home of the 45th president of the United States, or any president for that matter, is totally unheard of and unthinkable. This break-in was a sneak attack on democracy. Biden White House saying there was no politics involved. The decision was made, they say, by the Department of Justice.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Palm Beach. The matter now goes to a magistrate judge. Prosecutors in Atlanta have told lawyers for former Trump personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani he's the target of their criminal investigation into possible illegal attempts by Trump and others to interfere in the 2020 election in Georgia. An Iranian government official has denied Tehran was involved in Friday's stabbing of author Salman Rushdie, who's been the subject of death threats from Iran since the publishing of his 1989 book, The Satanic Verses.
Not only is Iran denying involvement in this attack, they are blaming the victim, author Salman Rushdie, and his writings. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken released a statement reading in part, Iranian state institutions have incited violence against Rushdie for generations, and state-affiliated media recently gloated about the attempt on his life. This is despicable.
Fox's Brian Yenis, Wall Street, the Dow plus 151. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
China has launched a new series of military drills around Taiwan as another group of U.S. lawmakers visits the island.
It was a bipartisan congressional delegation coming nearly 2 weeks after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a visit to show her support of Taiwan. They met with both government and private sector representatives. Taiwan has special strategic importance for its predominance in the semiconductor industry, making it a key supply chain link. Pelosi's visit provoked Beijing into launching a series of military exercises, but still Taiwan remains resolute in welcoming these U.S. visits, with the foreign ministry saying this latest visit of a heavyweight delegation, quote, demonstrates friendship without fear of China's threats and intimidation. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
The Taliban marking 1 year since it seized Kabul. Fighters stage victory parades in the city, chanting death to America as they pass the former U.S. embassy. A man is rescued from Arizona floodwaters.
As monsoon season continues in the southwest, rescue crews in Mojave County, Arizona, say a man is lucky to be alive. The 75-year-old motorist got caught up in fast-rising floodwaters and was forced to climb outside of and onto his Jeep. A bystander reported the situation to authorities. The vehicle had overturned onto its passenger side, and it was being swept downstream in Golden Valley. Rescuers used a helicopter to perform what's known as a one-skip maneuver to hoist the man to safety. And they want to remind everyone to never drive through flooded roadways. As the saying goes, turn around, don't drown. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
At the box office this week in the Brad Pitt action film, Bullet Train leads the way for a second straight weekend, earning another $13.4 million. DC League of Super Pets in second with $7.2 million. And Top Gun Maverick rounded out the top three, also earning $7.2 million. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.